إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you. نرحب بكم في درس اليوم، اليوم الثامن من ربيع الأول 33,400,000، ونواصل دروسنا من شرح الدروس المهمة لعامة الأمة لفضيلة الشيخ العلامة الوالد عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله. We continue these classes reading from the explanation of important lessons for all Muslims by the noble Shaykh Al-Imam Abdul Aziz Ibn Baz Rahimahullah. اليوم إن شاء الله مع نبدأ بالركن الثالث من أركان الإسلام. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we start by reading to you the explanation of the third pillar of Islam, الزكاة. Zakat. ذلك أن الإسلام بني على خمس. That's because in the authentic hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Islam is built on five pillars. شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The first is to bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without any partners, and to bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and a messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. الثاني إقام الصلاة. The second pillar, to establish the prayer. الثالث إيتاء الزكاة. The third pillar of Islam, to pay the zakat. الرابع صوم رمضان. The fourth pillar, fasting in the month of Ramadan. الخامس حج البيت لمن استطاع إليه سبيلا. The fifth pillar of Islam is the pilgrimage to the Kaaba, the house of Allah, for those who have the ability to do so. إذن مع الركن الثالث. So inshallah ta'ala, we go and inshallah we ask Allah success, falah. The third pillar of Islam is zakat. The zakat is quite often mentioned along with the prayer in verses of the Quran. And sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many times you find in the ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the salat and he talk about the zakat too. They mention together. It is a social obligation through which the believer appreciates many of the higher aims of Islam, such as love, kindness, generosity, and cooperation among Muslims. What does this mean? This means that here the Shaykh is highlighting the wisdom behind the legislation of zakat. For instance, the rich who paid his zakat is from Allah, because he knows that the one who's asking him to give the zakat, he's the one who gave him the whole wealth and more than that. So it shouldn't be a problem shouldn't be a problem for that person to give a little bit of his money, little bit. And look, he's not giving it for somebody who has more money, for some tyrant king, just because he wants to take it away from him. No, he's giving to the poor in the same community. And that will make those poor very happy. And they will make dua for that rich person. They will respect him. Alhamdulillah. And then love will be and respect will be amongst the community. But see, the problem is when those rich people don't pay the zakat and the poor people stay poor, and now those poor people, they have no jobs, no money, and then they try to go and steal from the rich. And you know what happened after that, a lot of problems. See the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If the rich people pay the zakat, everybody will live in peace, tranquility. The rich people, they don't have to worry about somebody stealing their money. Why? Because they give them enough for them to live. And the poor people, they don't want to take a risk, because when they go steal, they may get, you know, caught and go in jail, they may get killed, many things. Great. But here is an important point. By paying zakat, no one is doing a favor for another. Okay, because it is compulsory duty. In reality, it is Allah's wealth that He has bestowed upon us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran, وَآتُوهُمْ مِنْ مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. And give them something yourselves out of the wealth of Allah which He has bestowed upon you. Surah An-Nur, chapter 24, ayah 33. And Allah Almighty says, آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ فالذين آمنوا منكم وأنفقوا لهم أجر كبير. Believe in Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and spend of that whereof He has made you trustees, and such of you as believe, and spend theirs will be a great reward. Those who believe and spend from what Allah gave them, Allah has prepared for them a great reward. Jannah, inshallah. This is Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 57, ayah number 7. Because of the importance of the zakat, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu fought certain Arab tribes when they refused to pay it. And he said, by Allah, I will indeed fight those who differentiate between prayer and zakat. And the companions followed him in that judgment. Allah gives a severe warning to those who are miserly with their wealth, stingy, and they don't want to give it away. And keep in mind, Allah didn't tell them to give all of your wealth. And even if Allah says give all your wealth, a believer should do so. Because Allah who gave it to him, He will give him more than that. Allah didn't even ask for half of the wealth. And if Allah asks for half, a believer should be more than happy to give the half. But Allah asks for 2.5%. Not a lot of money. It's a little bit. Little tiny bit of your wealth that Allah has given you. still certain people don't want to give it. The true believer, he cares about the Muslims. Arrogance. See, arrogance, that's what keeps the people away from doing such thing by giving the zakat. If they really understand Islam correctly, and the Prophet ﷺ, he says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you achieve belief unless he love for his brother what he love for himself. So how they can like eat what they want and they go where they want and dress and this and that, but their brothers are dying from because they couldn't find something to eat. And Allah will ask them in Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's why here the Shaykh says, Allah give a severe warning to those who are miserly with their wealth. Allah said in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 34, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِدَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And those who hoard up, meaning they gather, amass and gather gold and silver, and spend it not in the way of Allah, announce to them a painful torment. So it's okay to have money. This doesn't mean that a person don't make money and don't... No, alhamdulillah, if a person wants to make good money, wants to have business, and as long as that person should do it from means that are halal and stay away from the haram, and as long as that business and that money does not take the person away from the remembrance of Allah. Certain people, yes, they may have halal, alhamdulillah, and this, but then where? They don't pray in time, they don't pray in the masjid, they don't remember Allah. Everything is dunya, 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 dunya. They get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, they go to the market and stay there until like almost Maghrib or Isha. No salat in time, no masjid, nothing. Person should have a balance and remember the hereafter and remember that we were created to worship Allah. We were not created to run after the dunya. No, alhamdulillah, if somebody wants to have a portion of it, it's okay. But as long as we mentioned, from the halal mean, and it shouldn't turn them away from the remembrance of Allah, and they should give some of it for the sake of Allah, as Allah commanded. The Shaykh, he says, for each of the different kinds of wealth, there is a minimum amount that if one possesses that amount, he must give the zakat when the year ends. Here he's saying now, like, because the zakat is detailed, how you give the money and who give the money. Not anybody who has some money has to give money. And it's not always from money, but it's from different things, from animals too. Give zakat from animals, from properties, business, even from vegetation, and the like. Gold, silver. It says, for each of the different kinds of wealth, there is a minimum amount that if one possesses that amount, he must give zakat when the year ends. The exception is for grains and fruits, because zakat for those items is due when they grow completely and become ripe, even if a year has not passed. So, for all of the different types of the zakat, a person gives the zakat if the minimum requested by Islam, that person have that minimum, and then alhamdulillah, يوفقكم الله ويصلح بالكم. And also that person has that wealth for 1 year, not less than 1 year. Then they pay the zakat. I'll give you an example. Let's say the minimum for zakat for money is $5,000, for example, $5,000. So if somebody has only $4,000, he don't pay the zakat. But anybody who has $5,000 and up, and that's only an example, okay? It's not always like that. It could be less, it could be more. So whoever have $5,000, saving it, didn't need it for nothing, for rent, for food, just save it. Then if 1 year go by, and that person still have that $5,000, for example, they will pay 2.5%. Or $25 out of every 1,000. So here that person will pay $125 out of 5,000 is 125. What's $125 compared to 5,000? Not much, but it's purification for his wealth, and Allah is happy with such person and give him a great reward and increase him in wealth and protect him and his family, and also the poor people are happy. Okay? For now, and the zakat wealth is given to the deserving. Okay, so now the zakat, who takes the zakat? Not anybody. The zakat is to be given to those people who deserve it. And who are they? They mention in the Quran. The categories of people who deserve zakat are listed in the following verse in Surah At-Tawbah. At-Tawbah number 60. Surah At-Tawbah, which is chapter 9, ayah 60. إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله. الصدقات, meaning here the zakat, are only for the فقراء, the poor. Al-Masakeen, the needy, and those employed to collect the funds, those people who go and collect the money and stuff from the rich people, yes, they be paid from that too. And to attract the hearts of those who have been inclined towards Islam. Also, those people who they are close to Islam, they like Islam and they learning about it, but they're not Muslims yet, you give them from the zakat. And to free the captives, like in war, sometimes some Muslims are being captive, so you use the zakat to pay for the ransom. And for those in debt, D-E-B-T, people they have debts and they cannot pay it and they're struggling, mashallah, some money from the zakat to be taken and paid, and so that to help them to pay their debts. And for Allah's cause, and for the wayfarer. Who is the wayfarer? W-A-Y-F-A-R-E-R. A traveler who is cut off from everything. It's somebody who's traveling and lost all his money. Nothing. So that person is to be given from the zakat to make it back home safe. And this is a duty imposed by Allah. And so therefore the zakat money is to be given for this 8 categories of people. So it should not be given to somebody else. Okay? Only for this 8. So speaking about the duty of giving the zakat, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahimahullah says, I remind you of the obligation of giving zakat, an obligation that many Muslims neglect. Though many may give, some do not give in a way that is legislated. So the Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, is reminding the people of the importance of paying the zakat. Because a lot of people don't pay the zakat. They think like, why can't I don't give them nothing for my money? And they forget that is Allah give him that money and Allah can take it away from them. And Allah will punish them in the hereafter. As we mentioned, the ayah before in Surah At-Tawbah. And even he says, and many, they may give, but they just take whatever and they give. No, they need to know exactly how much they give. Because if they have to give a $10,000, they cannot just take $100 and say, listen, this is the zakat. No, they have to give exactly what Allah commanded them to give. And how they know that? By learning. They need to learn. Not just go to their money and says, come here, this is for zakat. No, what if it's short? They will be asked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same way, Allah commands us to pray dhuhr, for example, 4 rak'at. Can somebody just pray 1 rak'at and says, listen, Allah tells us to pray, I pray. We say no. You pray in 1 rak'at. Allah says pray 4 rak'at. Not one. So we learn how to pay the zakat and then pay it. The Shaykh says, the zakat has a great significance, for it is one of the pillars, the 5 pillars, upon which one's Islam stands. The Prophet ﷺ said, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَىٰ خَمْسٍ شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانِ وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ. Islam is built on 5: to bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. To establish the prayer, to give the zakat, to fast Ramadan, and al-hajj, to the house, the Kaaba. And this hadith is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim. Some of the benefits of the zakat. Some of the benefits. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislates to us what's good for us and won't bring us benefits. Alright? Allah al-Hakim, the all-knowing, the all-wise, legislates for us that which good for us and bring benefit to all of us. From the benefits of the zakat, number one, making zakat obligatory for Muslims is one of the most obvious merits of Islam, demonstrating its care for those who adopt it as a way of life. See how Islam cares about the poor by them given the zakat so that they can take care of their affairs. They pay their rent, they buy food, they take care of their families, alhamdulillah. And also shows the care of Islam to the rich. Because when they give that money, a little bit of it is purification. Allah purified their wealth, alhamdulillah, and raised them many levels. Allah raised them levels. طيب. Number two, the ties of love and brotherhood are strengthened between the rich and the poor. Because as you know, people by nature, people love those who are good to them. You know? Look at the poor person when he go and ask somebody, please give me, can you help me? When somebody help them, they be happy and make dua, thank you, you're a good person, may Allah get you Jannah and this. They don't do that when somebody said to them, I don't have it. If somebody said, well, I don't have it, they just leave. They don't say, oh, Jazakallah khairna. By paying zakat, number three, one purifies his own self and training his own self to stay away from the evil quality of miserliness and stinginess and the like. The Quran refers to this meaning in the following verse: خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Take sadaqah, alms, A-L-M-S, from their wealth in order to purify them and sanctify them with it. This is the Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 103. Number four, by always giving zakat on time, one makes it his habit to be generous and to help the needy. And of course, somebody who's generous and helping the needy and the poor, this person is a good person, no doubt. This is from the goodness that shows the goodness of the heart of that person. And the people, they will like him and love him and respect him and make a lot of dua for such person. Number five, one who pays zakat is blessed in his wealth and is himself given more. Allahu Akbar. Pay the zakat a little bit, but Allah give him more. Allah says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And whatsoever you spend of anything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will replace it. Allahu Akbar. Allah will replace it, and He is the best of providers. So it's good for us to spend. For zakat is obligatory, but also it's good for us to make it a habit to give charity and to help others. And we don't wait until you're rich to do that, even when you're still not rich. You share anything. Especially for the poor, when you see somebody poor, and you share with them, give them a little bit. Food, for example, and the like. Clothing. If you live in an area when it's very cold, and you see some people in your area, they don't have the proper clothing, you share with them. If you have extra clothing, you don't have to buy a new one. Now you go to your closet and see if you have some extra and wash them, iron them, put them in a bag and say, here, this is from me to you to help you. And those people, they would appreciate that. And that was the ayah 39 from Surah Saba, chapter 34. In a hadith Qudsi, the Prophet ﷺ related that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا ابْنَ آدَمْ أَنْفِقْ نُنْفِقْ عَلَيْكَ. O son of Adam, spend in charity and we will spend on you. Allahu Akbar. There are many other virtues regarding the zakat. Many. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah's threat to those who are negligent in paying the zakat. Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْأَحْبَارِ وَالرُّهْبَانِ لَيَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَيَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُم بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنزتم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون. This is the verse number 34 and 35 of Surah At-Tawbah. O you who believe, verily, many of the Jewish rabbis and the Christian monks who devour the wealth of mankind in falsehood and hinder them from the way of Allah, and those who hoard up gold and silver and spend it not in the way of Allah, announce to them a painful torment on the day when that wealth will be heated in the fire of hell, and with it will be branded their foreheads, their flanks, and their backs. And it will be said unto them, this is the treasure which you hoarded for yourselves. Now taste of what you used to hoard and gather. One will be punished on the day of a judgment for hoarding what is called kenz, that is, any wealth, the zakat of which has not been paid. In an authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min sahibi dhahabin wala fiddatin la yuaddi haqqaha illa idha kana yawm al-qiyamati suffihat lahu safaihu min nar fa'uhmi 'alayha fi nar jahannam fayukwa biha janbuhu wa jabinuhu wa dhahruhu kullama baradat u'idat lahu fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu 50,000 sanah hatta yuqda bayna al-'ibad fayara sabilahu imma ila al-janna wa imma ila an-nar." Any owner of gold, this is the Prophet ﷺ saying, any owner of gold or silver who does not pay their due, meaning doesn't pay the zakat, will have plates of fire prepared for him on the day of judgment. They will be heated in the hellfire, and then his side, his forehead, and his back will be ironed by those plates. Each time they become cool again, the process is repeated on him in a day whose measure is equal to 50,000 years, subhanAllah, until finally judgments will have been passed amongst the creatures of Allah, and each one sees his course either to paradise or to hell. Then the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the owner of camels, cows, and sheep. If he too doesn't pay zakat for them, he will be punished on the day of judgment. This is not just because for those who have gold and silver also, those who have animals too and they don't pay the zakat. In another authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, من آتاه الله مالا فلم يؤدي زكاته مثل له يوم القيامة شجاعا أقرع له زبيبتان يطوقه يوم القيامة ثم يأخذ بلهزمتيه يعني شبقيه ثم يقول أنا مالك أنا كنزك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whomsoever Allah gives wealth to but doesn't pay the zakat for it, he give him the wealth, but that person doesn't pay the zakat. A large snake with two black dots above its eyes will take from him, or will take form for him and squeeze him on the day of judgment. Then the snake will take him by the corners of his mouth and say, I am your wealth, I am your kins. Allahu Akbar. It's punishment for those people who are stingy and they don't want to give the zakat because they oppose the command of Allah. Remember, this punishment is not because they didn't give the zakat to Allah. It's like in this dunya, people when they don't give, they don't pay certain things, they go to jail because they didn't give it to the government. Allah doesn't need this wealth. Allah is not asking the rich or those people who have to pay the zakat because Allah benefit from it. La. Allah does not benefit from these things. But because they went against the command of Allah. Remember in the Tawheed, we act upon the commands of Allah. And we don't deny it. And we don't abandon acting upon that. Remember? In the condition of La ilaha illallah, I'm asking you. Huh? Al-inqiyad, huh? You comply and you don't abandon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌّ لَهُمْ سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, ayah 180. And let not those who covetously mean out of stinginess, those who are miser, withhold of that which Allah has bestowed on them of His bounty, meaning wealth. Let him not think that it is good for them by withholding that money and not giving it for the sake of Allah. Nay, it will be worse for them. The things which they covetously withheld shall be tied to their necks like a collar on the day of resurrection. And that's a punishment, no doubt, for them. And then finally here in this class we mentioned that the zakat is obligatory on four types of wealth. Zakat is obligatory on four types of wealth. Number one, what comes out of the earth, such as grains and fruits. And of course there is details to this. This is only like a general explanation of this pillar. But inshallah, maybe later on in other classes, we will go and bring inshallah ta'ala details. And if somebody wants more details on this, there is a book, another very nice book, The Pillars of Islam and Iman, by Sheikh Jamil Zainu rahimahullah. The Pillars of Islam and Iman by Sheikh Jamil Zainu. In the section of Zakat, alhamdulillah, the Sheikh brought more details on every category. Also, the zakat is obligatory in grazing livestock, animals, grazing livestock, like camels, cows, and sheep. Number three, zakat is obligatory of gold and silver. Gold and silver. And number four, merchandise that is meant for sale. The merchandise for sale, not the merchandise that to consume or for other purposes. Each one of the above mentioned categories has what is called a nisab. Nisab. Noon, sad, alif, ba, nisab. Which is a minimum amount. One only has to pay zakat in each respective category if he owns that minimum amount. So this doesn't mean that whoever have animals have to pay the zakat, whoever have grains and fruit has to pay the zakat, or whoever have gold. No, there is a minimum that person should have, then he pays the zakat. And of course, like I told you in that book, The Pillars of Islam and Iman, the Sheikh Jamil Zainu rahimahullah, he brings that minimum. Meaning, what is the minimum of camels you should have to pay the zakat? And what is the minimum of sheep you have to pay the zakat? And what is the minimum? And what is the minimum of this and this you should have to pay the zakat? So the nisab for grains and fruits is measured in what is known a sa', and a sa' is equal to 4 scoops of the average sized man with both of his hands together. Let's give us an example. For example, the nisab or minimum amount required for zakat to be obligatory on dates, raisins, wheat, rice, barley, and so on is 300 sa'. 300 sa'. If somebody has less than that, no zakat. If he has 300 sa' and above, then he pays the zakat. The nisab for grazing livestock, camels, cows, and sheep, is mentioned in detail in certain authentic ahadith. And if one has questions regarding those details, one should ask the people of knowledge. Okay, and that's why I refer you to one of those books, Alhamdulillah, and they have the details for the zakat. And by this we come to an end of this class. Next class tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we go ahead and read about the fourth pillar of Islam, fasting in the month of Ramadan. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.